And then moving right along, item 18, item last, miscellaneous staff reports. Gail, do we have any staff reports this morning?
I was just going to mention, since this is the last board meeting of 2022, I wanted to take a minute to acknowledge the hard work and dedication of the SACERA staff. There's been a number of projects that we've worked on this year. We've had some challenges that we've worked through, and we look forward to a good 2023. So I just wanted to mention that.
Ditto. Bravo.
Here, here.
Appreciate all the hard work. Yep. We've had a number of projects and challenges, and we've risen up to meet them. So well done. Any other staff reports? It looks like no. All right. We don't have any. I know I did that. I waited till you got off camera and then I asked you. Any outside professionals report? It looks like we don't have any on with us. So let's move on to trustee comments. Any trustee comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair. David, Danny, and I attended the Markets Group 9th Annual Northern California Institutional Forum for the Regional Investor Community. Basically, it was an investment forum in Napa, one day, very intense. I have captured, I hope, at least a number of what I viewed to be the key points as we went through the various topics and speakers. Typically, they ran somewhere in the half hour to 40 minute range. India, the Indian stock market has had a better return over the last 20 years than the S&P 500 index. Kind of interesting. Note the country has a large number of websites that they have recently installed, giving them investors a unique investment opportunity. The howevers are that most businesses are family run, and there has been a significant withdrawal of international funds from India. Betty Yee, controller. PERS and STIRS have a state budget requirement for 23-24 of $41 billion. Of course, that will be a challenge, she indicated. But she did note the deduction for mortgage interest deductions is probably safe. That's good news, of course, if you have a mortgage. Future of technology, cybersecurity threats are everywhere and there is no permanent solution. Blockchain technology will improve supply chain efficiency. Most companies that the speaker comes from, Voya, most companies that they follow are confident in maintaining their future revenues, so reasonably comfortable with current economic results of the companies they follow. Asset allocation and macroeconomic outlook for the next 12 months. There will be lots of chaos and a mild recession in 2023. The portfolio should be more defensive. Expect to see some write-downs on private equity holdings. Inflation should not be surprising as the debt has grown from $16 trillion to $31 trillion in 6 years. Believes that fixed income is attractive and equities are overpriced. There is more investment focus on real assets, including agriculture and farmland. That comes up quite a bit. One focus should be to protect portfolio liquidity, which our FFP program, as you all know, does. With higher fixed income yields, portfolios can reduce some equity risk. The stock picker's environment is better today than it has been recently because of declines, of course, and believes that small cap equities represent an opportunity and they're considering increasing allocations into international equities. Fixed income strategy, the speaker likes a long duration fixed income exposure. That means lots of years out there, like 30-year bonds, but notes this strategy did not work in 2022. I think it's been a disaster. Transformational technologies, climate change will impact every investment classification. Look for companies that are reducing their carbon output, likes agriculture, biotech, and advanced manufacturing. Transportation is going electric now that batteries are much cheaper, and would not invest in nuclear power plants. Interesting, 2 days later, the fusion announcement comes out. Opportunities and equities. Speaker thinks we're at an inflection point because interest rates have been held too low for too long. Inflection point here is not good. We have not reached equity capitulation. Buy firms with sustainable business models, growing revenues and high margins. Look for firms with a moat. Largest holding is Consolidation Software. Recognize that emerging market investments are scattered over very different companies and countries, and invest in great companies, not countries. Do not invest in Russia and Turkey. Why invest in farmland and timberland now? See, this is the second time this came up in the speakers, various speakers. They represent natural capital and are regeneratable. Arable land is decreasing while demand is increasing. Land is an inflation hedge. Opportunities in alternative and structured debt. Fixed income is now generating attractive yields. Be careful to understand complexity premiums and risk premiums and the credit quality of the bond issuer. 2023 outlook in the real estate market. 2021 was a record year. 22 was okay. Increased borrowing costs during the second half of 22 had a negative impact. Apartments and industrial properties are in high demand, like single family homes. Expects to see some reduction in valuations in 23. Alternatives in private markets. Allocations to private markets have been increasing over the last several years. Planned portfolio should have under 10% in high yield bonds and emerging market debt. I'm getting close to the end. Buyers should always be in the market, but we're moving from a seller's market to a buyer's market in the private markets. Assessing fixed income, lock in higher yields now. He expects interest rates to increase in 2023 and to start declining in 2024. Decision-making in disruptive times. We have learned that liquidity is crucial when you go into a bear market. Follow a rebalancing strategy. You can't time the market, but you can use reasonable steps like rebalancing to buy hopefully some on the dip. And observations of the conference, David might have some of his own. In some respects, too technical, lots of jargon, lots of insider terminology, not structured would be my evaluation for board members, much more for professional experts and professionals that deal in that area, and not enough background detail to support key points. David, any reactions to add to that?
Well, I would say that if we had more time per presentation or panel discussion, that we would follow the conversation more easily. But they were trying to cram so much in such a short period of time. You really had to be a super active listener. There's definite pearls in there. It was a little disappointing in the sense that so much was crammed into it that the speakers just kind of machine gun talked. So if you live in that world, then you know, you can hear that and pick it up and so forth. But we're trying to absorb it. And so it was a little disappointing in that way. But still, there was some very important information out there, in particular about, agriculture and farmland. It's still location, 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 in the sense that if you invest in farmland or agriculture, you got to invest in the land that you can irrigate. So if the water's dried up, then you're screwed. So there's some really good info in there. It was just frustrating that it was just so much crammed into one short period of time. I think that could have easily been a 2-day conference. And so I'll give them some feedback for people to get more out of it in general.
I do appreciate the tip that David brought back. I hope he shared it with everyone else. He said FTX looks like it's really a go right now.
Yeah. It's a rock. Going to Pluto.
Where?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you both. Any other trusted comments?
And it was great to be there with Donnie and John and compare notes. We were all sitting together and we would ask each other, so what do you say? and we'd discuss what was going on. And that was really productive. So I encourage people to go to conferences together and kind of share what y'all learned with each other on it.
Yeah, especially go with John because you know he's going to take notes. Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I was supposed to go, but I was sick. I woke up sick the next day. I'm still sick. So I canceled that morning. I called David and told him I wasn't going.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you're feeling better now.
We missed you, Louis. We missed you, Louis.
I know.
It's all right. All right. Well, hope you feel better, Louis, soon. Any other trustee comments? Not seeing any. I know everybody wants to get off and call their broker and get out of those Russian and Ukrainian investments from the conference. So, well, all that, I will wish you all a wonderful, happy holiday to all. Thanks to Gail and staff. Christina, get yourself well, please. I'm sorry to see you're under the weather, but please get well. And
Louis.
And Louis. Well, I already said that. Louis. Yeah. I already said
and Mike, too. So I guess we'll have sick call again in January.
Yeah. Wow. This is a, you know, it's a tough crowd. All right. Well, happy holidays, everybody. Be well.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Great to see you all.
See you soon. January 11th, if not sooner. Okay. Yeah.